The Republican National Convention was an opportunity for the party to reach out to undecided voters. But what is the GOP doing to get more women and minorities to vote Republican? Christopher Conover sat down with Beth Donovan, NPR's Deputy Washington Bureau Editor, to find out.
It seems like the Republican National Convention, the biggest surprise was canceling Monday for Isaac. Other than that, everything has gone exactly as expected.
It has been a tightly scripted affair. Things have gone from Tuesday on very much the way they anticipated. And I think they were really pleasantly surprised by what they saw in Paul Ryan. He very much connected with the delegates here in the hall and with folks who are watching on TV and listening on the radios around the country. They wanted a young, energetic voice, and they wanted a true believer, and he is all of the above, and I think they're ready to launch him out and make things happen. And Mitt Romney, too. They got what they wanted in terms of taking big steps to introducing us to Mitt Romney and making voters feel more comfortable with him as a human being, a businessman, a churchgoer, so on and so forth.
It seems like that post-convention bounce that we always hear pollsters and pundits talking about, Paul Ryan may have a lot to do with that. He really seemed to have energized the base, somebody a little bit younger, not a new name, but certainly an energetic name.
Yes, I think that is going to be a big factor for them. He is right now looks to be a very strong pick and really delivering. It'll be interesting to see what happens with a post-convention bounce. This election has not bounced. The polls have remained a virtual dead heat for months and months and months. And when you think about all the things that have happened with jobs reports, with Todd Akin's comments, on and on, many things have happened over the past many months, and the polls have hardly budged. People's minds are pretty well made up, certainly about Barack Obama. And we'll see how made up they are about Mitt Romney, whether this convention has opened some minds and can shake a little movement in here.
Coming into the convention, a lot was being made about the list of speakers, a number of prominent Republican women and a number of prominent minorities were set to speak. The Republicans seemingly trying to reach out to women and minorities. As we look back on this convention and maybe again towards that bounce we were just talking about, does this seem to have worked as an outreach for the Republicans?
You know, I don't feel in a position at all to answer that question from here in Tampa. They really made the effort. They have put forward their strong female voices at the podium. Condoleezza Rice gave a very forceful speech. Ann Romney had a very prominent role. Artur Davis, a former Democrat and African-American, gave a high-profile speech. Whether it connects, I don't know, because some of the differences with those constituencies and the Republican parties are rooted in issues. It's not just the person you put forward in the microphone. It's the issues that those voters care about. And particularly with Latinos, the voters are changing. Our country is not going to be a white majority country indefinitely. And the Democrats have a great advantage in that Latino voters, Black voters, younger voters lean their way on the issues. And the Republicans know they need to do some catch-up, that if they don't figure out a way to connect and find the points of agreement and the points of progress with their ideology and their beliefs and Latinos, they're going to have a very hard time winning elections a decade from now.
You and I and all the folks at the conventions obviously pay a lot of attention to this. It's our job. The average person, do you think because of the highly scripted nature, we don't get the floor fights that we used to get that were so much fun for those of us who got to sit and watch them as observers? Do you think the conventions still carry that cachet for the average voter, or are they just irritated that they can't see their favorite show in primetime this week?
Well, I think we're moving more toward the irritation because you can watch as much convention as you want on the cables, and you can listen on NPR. I do think the conventions have gotten too long. There aren't dynamic arguments over where the platform should be, and the delegates aren't wrestling with important issues. I do think they serve an important role. I think having two days, not four, although both parties are just three this year. I think in 2 or 3 days, gathering as a party, the Democrats next week, the Republicans this week, to articulate their policies, their beliefs, their views of the world, their hopes for the future. It's a worthy thing. One of these two men is going to be president of the United States, is going to run our government, the most powerful nation in the world, and spending 2 days figuring out who they are and what they believe and what's important to them and what policies they pursue seems a worthy investment of our time.
Let's talk about the Democrats as we wrap this up for next week. Obviously, again, there won't be a floor fight there. We know the nominee will be President Obama. What can the average voter expect or look forward to in the next week as the Democrats hold their convention and the Republicans really get wound up having just finished their convention?
Well, much like the Republicans, the Democrats want to paint a fuller picture of President Obama. I think that they will spend a good bit of time looking back over his administration, the situation he came in to being grave and reminding us of that, and looking at the successes there have, as they see them. A lot of things have changed in our country, and some of them are small, and I think they want to point to different things the president has done that they think are worthy and important and will be persuasive to voters to stick with him. I think, just as with the Republicans, you're going to see plenty of women on the dais. Your Democrats are going to fight to hold on to that gender gap that they have and the favorability with women. I think you'll see a lot of Latinos and African Americans. I think you'll see young people. That's been an advantage. They will be looking for a way also to rekindle some of the enthusiasm and some of the magic and some of the spark. It will never be the same. It's impossible. We've had a black president now. It's not, and we're accustomed to a president who can give a soaring speech. So it's never going to be the same as it was in 2007 and 8. But they will be, the community organizer in the president will be looking to make those connections and bring the Democratic voters around to work toward the election again.
All right, Beth, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Beth Donovan, NPR's Deputy Washington Bureau Editor, talking to Christopher Conover. We reached her at the Republican National Convention in Tampa.